Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Don't mind if I do.
On the line, all the way from somewhere in Auckland, Kendall Elise.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Sorry we weren't able to courier out a six-pack of Parrot Dog for you. Hopefully you can just imagine. And hopefully you've got a beer yourself. You've done all the hard work, though, haven't you? You've pre-recorded these songs for us.
I have. This afternoon?
I
can relax now.
Yeah.
Yesterday, last night, you know, when you gave me the heads up, I thought I'd better get prepared.
Mm-hmm. Right, once everybody was sort of asleep, you sort of crept out to the computer and strummed a couple down?
This is
very much a community radio station. In fact, the other day we mentioned that we're looking for someone to perform, and someone sent us a message via Facebook and said, my friend Kendall Elise just put out an album. So,
but actually, I also watched your flying out session, which was really cool. With was it your husband on the drums behind you?
Yes, my darling. Nice one.
That was great. It's cool.
Thank you.
It's cool that you're all in the same spot. You can kind of keep chipping away or getting ready for when it is time to play your new record live. It must be quite frustrating.
Yeah, gearing up for it for sure. Pretty excited about that. But you know, we'll get there.
Right. Now, you must have squirreled away some pennies and you recorded the album at Roundhead not too long ago.
Tell us
about that experience.
So recording at Roundhead is pretty awesome. It's got everything you need. I had Paddy Hill engineering for me because he's awesome. And I had about 7 days recording all the tracks and... I produced myself, so that was pretty stressful. It was the first time I've been solo producer. You know, there was only a couple of minor meltdowns.
Mm-hmm.
but Paddy's awesome. He's so calm and collected, so that really helps. And then we kind of ended up with this. I ended up having to do a little bit of post-recording as well, just like adding some percussion and stuff like that, so I kind of taught myself Pro Tools as well, just at home.
Did you take it to COG to get it mastered? Do you know those dudes?
Yeah, so Chris from COG, awesome, he does such a great job.
Mm-hmm. I sort of associate them with the dance scene in the mid to late 2000s in New Zealand, but they obviously do a bunch of mastering for different stuff.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
Okay, nice. Now, you've recorded a couple of tracks for us at home. Did you do it with your partner?
No, I did it. I should have asked him. No, I didn't. I just did them by myself. I chose to do Let the Night In and Your Mum Won't Like Me.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about your recording options at your house.
Oh, well, I've got a little USB mic that I plug into my phone.
Yes.
From Shure.
Mm-hmm.
Shure microphone that's called an MV88 Plus.
And you just go straight to your voice memos?
No, there's actually an app called Motive Audio, and it does all the recording for you. You can do all the levels and
multi-track?
Gain and whatnot. But it's a pretty cool little app, actually.
What was it called? Motive?
Motive.
Interesting. Okay, check it out.
Yeah. It does a trick, and it also works with video as well.
Awesome.
It's a video app.
All right, shall we hit Let the Night In, recorded by Kendall Elise?
Are we going to come back after the...
Yes.
We'll chat in between, and there will be another song as well.
Okay.
Okay, everyone calm down, all right?
Let's play it.
Of the darkness, no moon was rising high. Gray shadows began to grow and intensify. It's okay. Okay, let the night in. listening. No harm could be heard. Soft quiet settled over the velvet night. It's okay, it's okay. Let the night in. It's okay.
Kendall Elise, Let the Night In, acoustic, from her lounge to yours, potentially, wherever you're listening right now.
Kendall, that's the title track from your record.
Yes.
Give us an inside look at the song and the album. Tell us about it.
So this song, I wrote it for my mum to actually sing with me. She's not a vocalist or anything. She's never really sung professionally or anything, but I've heard her sing before, and I just knew that she had a really beautiful voice. And I get so jealous when I see family bands and people who have amazing like blood harmonies and stuff. So I was like, I'm going to try it. I want her to sing with me. So yeah, so I wrote that, and then she came into the studio. She came into Roundhead, and it kind of, the song ended up taking on like a second meaning, because just before, about 2 weeks before we got into the studio, my granddad had passed away, my mum's dad.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So she was a bit fragile, and he was also like a really big fan of my music and stuff, so it was really, really special to like to have her, like quite a healing moment as well, to have her in the studio, both of us singing, and yeah, singing this song that ended up being the title track.
That's bloody awesome.
Yeah, she was in tears. It was a really, really nice moment.
Nice one.
Now, the next song that you've got here for us, Your Mama Won't Like Me. Tell us about that.
That's about someone else's mum.
Yeah. So this one is, it's actually a cover of a Suzi Quatro song.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's a bit of a legend. She's pretty pretty badass. And I wanted to, obviously there's no way I could ever channel her completely, but I just wanted to try and bring a bit of her sass to... to the album. So it's kind of like a rockabilly style version of a song that's usually quite funky.
Nice. Now, if people do want to find out a bit more about your music, you are up on Bandcamp, so people can buy your album on digital and on CD. And if I have seen a presser which had a bunch of tour dates for you throughout Auckland and the rest of the country. Are some of those getting shuffled around?
Yeah, for sure. The Auckland show is going to be November the 19th now. I think that's been updated up on the gig guide. So also, all the September dates will be rescheduled. So we had a Gisborne date in there. We've got one on the 2nd of October in Thames, which we probably will have to reschedule as well. So I'll do a big announcement and make sure everyone knows the dates. They'll see them on my socials and whatnot.
Awesome.
Rad.
Right. Hey, well, Kendall, thank you very much for recording these two songs for us and having a chat to us this evening. All the best, and we'll just keep an eye out for the latest Kendall news.
Sweet.
Choice. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye. Mate.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.